Did you know today has been proclaimed Lawrence F. Levy Day in Chicago by Mayor Emanuel?
That is really a well-deserved, nice thing.
Let's say hi to Larry. He is being inducted into the Chicago Culinary Museum's Chef's Hall of Fame on Thursday the 16th. Congratulations, Larry.
Hi there.
Hi, thank you very much. And it's especially gratifying to somebody for somebody to be inducted into that group who can't even boil water.
I was just going to ask you if you consider yourself a chef of any kind, Larry.
No, I don't.
Let's go back
but
a little.
I have great respect for chefs and obviously have worked with a lot of them.
Yes. Back in 1978, Larry and his brother Mark opened up D.B. Kaplan's Delicatessen in Water Tower Place. Larry is the founder and chairman emeritus of the company, which now is recognized as one of the fastest-growing companies in the industry. They are providing food service at so many sports and entertainment facilities everywhere. And, Larry, it must feel good to sit back and think about your career that started with the deli in Chicago.
It feels great, and one of the best parts of it is that there are 35,000 people working in the company, providing opportunities for a lot of people that love the business and love what we do. And one of the most interesting things about what we've been able to do is most of the people that work at the company have their job with us as a second job. So it's school teachers and ballerinas and all kinds of people who make more from their second job than they do from their first job.
We've said this before about you. You have the magic touch, and anybody who's been to any sporting event or concert anywhere in the world has probably had some of your foods. And you continue to consult, I know, Larry. And at this point, are you traveling a lot? Do you go to some of these venues?
Of course. I go to a lot of them. But, you know, I sold the company, and I still maintain a great relationship. One of the nice things is I'm still treated as if I'm the owner, and that's a special kind of thing. And very, very proud of the company. And what you didn't say is the company has a lot of great restaurants, too, including Spiaggia and River Roast, where I just had lunch on the Chicago River at LaSalle. And subsequently, in a sort of a second career, we're now creating the Blaze restaurants in Chicago in a different ownership with my family. And there's two that are now open. It's like the Chipotle of pizza. It's fantastic. One on Ontario, just east of Michigan, and one on Belmont at the L. And soon there'll be Presidential Towers and Old Orchard, Niles, and bunch of places in the loop, so I think people will enjoy seeing those too. I might as well do a little selling while I'm accepting.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
of course. And those are called the Blaze, you said?
Blaze Fast Fired Pizza.
Can you get a slice? Can you get a slice there?
No, what you get though is for the most you can spend on any pizza is $7.95, and the like Chipotle, you choose your ingredients, so you can have all 40. Ingredients that are really high quality, and the pizza is very special. You can get gluten-free pizza, you can get vegan cheese, you can get special organic things, and it's quite a place, doing incredible business too, by the way.
Well,
so it's an 11-inch pizza with everything on the place for everything, that all 40 ingredients for $7.95.
Only a confident businessman such as Larry Levy would open up pizza places in Chicago.
That's
right.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go global soon, Larry.
I hope so. I hope so. Levy Restaurant is global, by the way, with restaurants all over Europe, with sports catering all over Europe and South America.
Back in 78, when you opened D.B. Kaplan's in Water Tower Place, did you guys think, well, if all goes well, maybe this will be a success, perhaps one more, and then we'll be happy? Or did you always have a big vision?
without sounding too braggy, always had a big vision, did not know the vision would end up in sports. But looking back, you know, my passions are food, wine, people, sports, music, and wound up really combining all of those passions as we evolved from just a restaurant company into, a global catering operation.
Well, the mayor has proclaimed this Larry Levy Day in Chicago because he's honored with the upcoming induction into the Chef's Hall of Fame. Beyond that, I don't know what your day entitles you to, Larry, but you should get out of your office and walk around on Michigan Avenue and find out.
Well, my wife already said, don't even think about it.
When she asks you to take out the garbage, say, hey, this is my day. I don't do that today.
Tomorrow I might try that, not today.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
and
Larry.
I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today on WGN,
it's
Larry.
It's always fun. And, Bob, you were there at the beginning.
I was.
You were a good customer.
Well, you had a good product, and you continue to. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.